الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله وقال شاب نشأ في عبادة ربه صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Most respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam that are listening to the program over the receivers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I've recited before you the 9th and the 10th verse of Surah Kahf, the chapter of the cave. Surah Kahf is in the 15 juz of the Quran Kareem, extending till the 16 juz of the Quran Kareem. Generally, when revelation used to come down, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala would reveal one verse, two verse, or few verses at a time. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala revealed this entire Surah Kahf, which is almost one juz of the Quran Kareem, comprising of 110 verses just in one revelation. He further says that Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala accompanied and sent 70,000 malaika with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to convey Surah Kahf to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who recites Surah Kahf on a Friday, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will save him. Allah will protect him from any possible fitna, any corruption, any evil from one Friday to another Friday. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq and hidayat to recite Surah Kahf and learn lessons from Surah Kahf. In Surah Kahf, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala presents to us a very thought-provoking incident of seven Allah-conscious youth. Youth who believed in the oneness of Allah. Youth who were conscious and he did not compromise with the values. In the past, there was a king by the name of Daqyanus. He was an idol worshipper and he imposed idol worshipping on his subjects. Once a year, they would gather to glorify the idols. Seven youth, everyone on an individual capacity, felt that idol worshipping is wrong. They believed in Tawheed, in the oneness of Almighty Allah. They did not take part in that annual gathering and they distanced themselves. These youth were faced with great challenges. First and foremost, they were the sons of the ministers of the king. It was expected of the ministers of the king and the family of the king to support the king, the philosophies and the ideologies of the king. Second, the king himself and the parents of these youth, they threatened to kill this youth if they don't revert to the philosophy and the ideology of the king. They knew what the challenges are, and they knew what is the consequences of not submitting to the demand of the king. In such trying situations, they did not compromise with the iman. They made dua to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Rabbana atina min ladunka rahmah. Oh Allah, we're faced in this predicament. We believe in you. The people want us to compromise in our values. We do not want to do that. Send your rahmat down upon us. وَهَيْعْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. And oh Allah, you guide us on what is the correct and the right thing to do. Allah accepted the call. And in a miraculous way, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala preserved the bodies in the cave for more than 300 years. Today, the entire ummah, more than thousands of years, we salute those youngsters for looking after the imani values and not compromising and taking up the challenge of the time. Most respected elders and friends, in every community and society, we have five categories of people. First, the ulama. Second, the influential people. Third, the women folk. Fourth, our youth. And fifth, our children. These five groups of people in a community, they are like the different parts of the body. The head, they represent the ulama, guiding the people, telling them what is the correct and the right thing. The eyes, the ears and the mouth, they represent the influential people of the community. They see what is happening in the community and they talk out where they need to talk out. The women folk, they are the bearers of love and the givers of love. And our youth, they are like the hands and the feet of the body. Our children, they are the flesh, they are the blood of our body, and they are the liver of our body. Just as the head is important, the eyes, ears and the mouth are important, the heart is important, the flesh and blood of the body is important, likewise, the hands and the feet are equally important. The ulama are important in the community. Responsible people, influential people are important in the community. Women folk are important. Our children are important. Likewise, we cannot underestimate the value of our youth. They are the hands and the feet of the community. Our youth, they are the central part of our community. They are the nerve of our community. And as some people explained, the world of today, it represents the youth of yesterday. What was the condition of the youth of yesterday? What was the thinking? What was the training? What was the philosophy? What was the ideology that was represented in the world of today? What we see today is actually what is the consequence of the youth of yesterday. And the world of tomorrow depends on the youth of today. However you think, how they are trained, and what is the philosophy, that will be represented in the world of tomorrow. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized on the value of the youth. Nabiya Kareem Sassam interacted with the youth. And he made the youth of his time the shining stars of the Ummah. We are the most famous names of the Sahaba. Anas radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, Bara ibn Azib, Abu Sa'id Khudri, and the list goes on and on. Many of the Sahaba of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were actually youth. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nurtured them and made them the guiding stars of the Ummah. The present Quran al-Kareem, the compilation of the Quran al-Kareem, is actually the barakah and the effort of a youth at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, Umar radiallahu ta'ala came to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and told to him, "Dharo Abu Bakr, get the Quran compiled. Youngsters are going out in war and they are passing away, they're becoming shaheed. And they are also going away with the Quran al-Kareem. To compile the Quran al-Kareem." When Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala understood it, both of them then approached a youngster, Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a scribe at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They told to him, "Oh Zayd, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam trusted you. We want you to compile the Quran." He said, "How can I do something that Allah the Rasul didn't do?" After convincing him, he agreed. Abu Bakr Siddiq and Umar told to him that, "Oh Zayd, you are a young person. You are an intelligent person. You were trusted by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He undertook this great mammoth task and compiled the Quran al-Kareem." When there was any loss of the youth at the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would feel that pain. In Bukhari, in the second volume, in the chapter of Maghazi, it is mentioned, some kuffar, they came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told, "Send some youth with us to teach our nation Islam." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose 70 youth. In the day, they would do hard labor, collect wood, earn the income, and at night, they would stand with the Quran al-Kareem and recite the Quran al-Kareem. The kuffar deceived them and killed each one of the 70 youth, or at least most of them. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so grieved at the loss of this youth that for one entire month, in the Fajr Salah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read Qunut Nazila, mourning the death of this youth. When Dajjal will come out, the greatest fitna to face the Ummah will be Dajjal. The person that will face him with iman, with conviction, with strength, will be none other than a youth, a youngster. And in fact, on the Fridays, when you hear the khutbah, often we hear Hassan wal Hussein, Sayyida Shabab Ahlil Jannah. We make dua for all the Sahaba. They are our guiding stars. And among them, the two great grandsons, beautiful grandsons of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Hassan wal Hussein, Sayyida Shabab Ahlil Jannah." Hassan and Hussein, both of them will be the leaders of the youth in Jannah and Paradise. Most respected elder and friends, it is mentioned in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, "Ash-shabab shu'batun min al-junoon." To be in the youth, a youngster that is growing up, exploring the world, what are his likes and what are his dislikes, that mentality of the youth, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expresses it in this hadith, that a youngster, a youth, it is one branch of insanity. And in English, if you have to try to express it and go into the mind of the youth, what is he thinking right now? Then in the mind of most of the youth, one statement will come out:
I, me, and myself. That is the mentality of the youth. Self-concentrated, worried about his own self and no one else. There was a dog. There was lying down under a train. When the engine of the train started, that dog that was sleeping woke up. And as the engine started getting more warmer, that dog, groggy, started walking. And then the train started moving slowly. And then the dog started running, the train started going faster. And then the dog picked up its speed and it noticed that the train is going even faster. And the dog thought to itself that because I woke up, that's why the train started. Because I started walking, the train started moving. And because I started racing, that's why the train started moving. And the dog thinks that it is controlling the entire movement of the train. That is the general understanding of the youth, that they are doing everything, it is I, me, and myself. Most respected elder and friends, our youth, they are an important part and an integral part of our community and our society. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had emphasized paying attention to our youth and helping them during the challenging times. To deal with the youth, very, very difficult and very, very sensitive. The other day, my friend Mohammed Mehtar told me that the youth of today are not like the youth of yesterday. You can't show them the stick. You have to give them lollipops. So I thought to myself, I agree with him partially, but there are certain youth that you give them one lollipop, they want the second one, they want the third one, they'll finish off all your lollipops. We have to be firm with them, we also have to be soft with them, depending on the condition and the circumstances the youth face. One of the biggest challenges of the youth of today, the Muslim youth, they have iman and they're conscious of the iman. They know the limitations of iman. They know what iman wants of them, what iman does not want of them. But at the same time, they are growing up. There are biological change taking place within themselves. And over a period of time, they have that lust, they have that desire in them. Iman tells us, limit yourselves, your lust and your desire. But the natural lust and desire have unlimited demands. And how do you reconcile between the limitation of iman and unlimited demand of the lust and the desire? That is the greatest challenge that is upon the youth. Especially in this time of technology. Print media, electronic media, that is bombarding our youth. Almost every youth, he's got a cell phone. Almost every youth has the internet, access to the internet. Almost every youth would like to be naturally attracted to a magazine that will have pictures of nude or semi-nude women. You take better, my beloved father, marhum father, he used to tell to us when we were in the youth, you take butter and you put it by the stove, it is going to melt. So don't go next to the stove. You have an electric wire, you touch it, you're going to get shocked. Youth have that very, very provoking desire, lust in them. And if it's not going to be disciplined, then our youth are going to go into destruction and disaster. And that is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had advised, Ya ma'ashir al-shabab, O youth, man istafa'a minkum al-ba'ata falyatazawwaj. Those of you who have the financial means and ability to perform a nikah, do perform nikah. فَإِنَّهُ لَهُ وِجَاءَ. Performing the nikah, it curbs a person's passion and his desires. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعُ. And that person who does not have the financial mean and ability to perform a nikah, فَإِنَّهُ لَهُ. Then فَعَلَيْهِ بِصَوْمُ. The person should fast. Control his passion, control his desire. In one hadith, which is mentioned in Nasai Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to mention, سَلَاسَةٌ حَقُّ اللَّهِ أَوْنُهُمْ. Three people, Allah promises them to look after them and to help them. And among them, النَّاكِحْ الَّذِي يُرِيدُ عَلْ الْعَفَافِ. A person wants to get married purely with the intention of looking after his chastity, his respect, his haya, and his modesty. This is more important in the time that we are going through, to this time of technology where our children are exposed to so much of immorality. Unfortunately, today we make adjustments for materialistic gains at the loss of our morals. The child is too small, he can't get married, who's going to pay his rent? But every other thing we can make adjustments. There is a need for us now to concentrate more on our moral values, on our sharam, on our haya. What is important for us to look after our chastity, that is more important than worrying about our materialistic standards. If you have to perform a marriage and live a simple life, looking after your chastity, then that is more important than worried about leading a life according to the standards of the times. Respected elder and friends, before I part, I just want to mention two advices to our youth. Firstly, our youth, beloved youth, at this age when you are growing up, you're very sensitive. Anyone who loves you, your parents, respectable people in the community and society, when they give some advices, then be open. Take that advice with a good spirit. Why do you have to be defensive? Nobody is offending. At least your mother and your father, they love you. Why do you think that your mother and your father hate you, and then you come out with statements that nobody understands me in the world? Take that advice with good spirit, and that advice that is given to you, it is purely for your own benefit. Your mother and your father love you. Or your parents, responsible people love you. Why would they tell you something and you think that you take it as hatred? Take that advice in good spirit, and inshallah, think calmly, try to digest that information, internalize it, and then think to yourself, that is that advice good for me or bad? Second advice, be careful of your friends. Who your companions are. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, when anyone of you makes a friend, فَلْيَنْذُرْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. See who you befriend. Who is your company? You in the right company, then that will have an effect on you. You sit in the wrong company, children, very often, if a youngster did not have a cell phone, he befriended somebody, his friend who got a cell phone, now his demand of a cell phone starts. Look after yourself and protect, safeguard your own self. Once a youngster, he came to his father and told his father, I have a wonderful friend. He is very, very sincere. If I ask him for help at any time in my life, he's there to help and assist me. So the father told to the son, son, I want to see who your friend is. You're praising him so much, let me see who he is. Make an appointment tomorrow, 7 o'clock at night, I want to go and meet your friend. The following day, deliberately, the father went 8 o'clock. He delayed the appointment. We knocked at the door. When the door opened, the friend came out. I gave you an appointment 7 o'clock. Why did you come later than that? I have no time right now. Make that appointment the next time. The father looked at the son. Is this your friend? Come, I'll take you to my friend's house. Then the father, the following day, 12 o'clock at night, he goes to his friend who hasn't met for 20 years. Taps at the door. After a while, one old man came out with three things. One walking stick, one packet in the right hand, and one packet in the left hand. After they embraced and spoke to one another, then the father asked his friend, what is this you have? Say, I brought a walking stick because I recognize by your voice that you're an old friend of mine. In the middle of the night you have come, you're probably in serious trouble. Somebody wants to hit you, I brought the walking stick so that either I hit that person or you hit that person. Second, I thought maybe you are hungry. And in the middle of the night, maybe you didn't eat food. In one packet I've got some food. And I thought maybe you are in some financial constraints. So in another packet I've got some money to give you. This money is for you, fulfill your needs with that. Father looks at his son and says, son, compare my friend to your friend. Respected elder and friends, our youth, In school, we talk about medals. In sports, we talk about medals. Let me tell you of a divine medal. And with that, I would conclude my talk. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported a mention, سَبْعَةٌ يُظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّ. 7 people will get the shade of the throne of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on that day when there won't be any shade but the shade of the throne of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. On that day, the sun will be right above our heads. And people will be looking for some kind of shade. And imagine getting an executive place right under the arsh of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Among the 7 people that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam enumerated is Shabun, a youth, a youngster, a youth with all the demands of life, all the challenges of life. That person, he nurtured himself in the ibadat of Allah. He's driven by Allah consciousness. He suppresses his passion and his desires and he does the correct and the right things. To have a temptation, there's nothing wrong. But to submit to the temptation, that is everything wrong. And to do that is indeed challenging and enough. But for that, you get a medal from Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.